Have you ever heard someone say that religion is just an illusion? The man in today's story believed exactly that, until a moment of suffering led him somewhere he never expected. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Before we continue, we want to express our heartfelt gratitude to those who already walked this path as protected children of Padre Pio. Your quiet faithfulness is a living reminder that spiritual family is real. And perhaps this message is meeting you at a moment when your faith feels tested, when the weight you carry is known only to God. Becoming a protected child of Padre Pio is not simply about supporting this channel. It's about anchoring your own spiritual life more deeply. It's about placing your intentions, your family, and your hidden struggles under His spiritual care and protection. Your name and intentions are remembered in regular Holy Masses. A blessed image of Saint Padre Pio and a certificate mark your place within this prayer family. You don't have to walk alone. Take that step today. Join us through the link below. Today's story comes from an article written by José Carlos Zamboni, available on the website Opus Mater Dei. In it, we discover a remarkable account of a man named Savino Greco, a communist from the city of Cerignola in southern Italy. Savino, as many communists usually are, was an ardent atheist. But his life was turned upside down when he was suddenly struck by a deadly disease. But before we get to that, let's take a step back and get to know Savino a little better. In the years immediately following the Second World War, Savino became well known in southern Italy for his political activism. He was recognized as a representative of the working class, a leader in the fight against social injustice and economic inequality. He was initially inspired by a fellow townsman, Giuseppe Di Vittorio, a member of the Italian Socialist Party and later a member of parliament. But Savino considered Giuseppe too soft, not Marxist enough. You see, unlike Giuseppe, Savino wanted to follow Marx's teaching to the letter. He hated the church, and saw religion as nothing more than a tool used by the ruling class to maintain control over the working class. As you all probably know, Karl Marx famously described religion as the opium of the people, something that distracted people from their suffering and exploitation by offering false promises of reward in the afterlife. Now, imagine you've made a name for yourself, not with money or status or even titles, but with your own voice. You've spent years building influence, arguing, shouting, convincing others, and then suddenly everything stops. In 1950, at the peak of his political career, Savino fell seriously ill. The doctors discovered that he had a brain tumor. Suddenly, atheism lost all its charm. In his own words, "I was taken to the hospital. I was very afraid of illness and death. It was this fear that awakened in my soul the desire to turn to God, something I had not done since I was a child." Soon after, Savino was transferred for surgery to a hospital in Milan. The doctors explained that the operation would be extremely difficult and the outcome uncertain. As you can imagine, those words did little to calm his fears. But then something unexpected happened. One night, as he lay in his hospital bed, Savino had a dream. In it, he saw Padre Pio standing beside him. "Padre Pio came and touched my head," he recalled. "And I heard him say, 'You will see that with time you will heal.'" The next morning, Savino felt remarkably better. Even the doctors were surprised by his sudden improvement. but they still believed the surgery was necessary. I mean, why wouldn't they? Brain tumors don't just suddenly disappear. Savino, overwhelmed by fear, fled the hospital just before the scheduled operation and hid with some relatives who lived in Milan. But after a few days, the pain returned, and this time it was worse than before. Unable to endure it any longer, he finally went back to the hospital. The doctors were angry, he later shared. They did not want to take care of me anymore. But then their professional conscience prevailed. Before proceeding with the operation, they subjected me to further tests. And at the end of these tests, to their great surprise, they noticed that there was no longer any trace of the tumors. He continues, I was surprised too. Not so much by what the doctors told me, but because while they were conducting the tests on me, I smelled an intense fragrance of violets. And I knew that this meant the presence of Padre Pio. When Savino was officially discharged from the hospital, he asked for the bill. You don't owe me anything, the doctor replied. I did nothing to heal you. After returning home, Savino expressed his desire to visit San Giovanni Rotondo, to thank Padre Pio, whom he now believed was responsible for his healing. But upon arriving at the convent, something unexpected happened. He was suddenly overcome by excruciating pain. He fainted. Two men carried him to Padre Pio's confessional. When he regained consciousness and saw Padre Pio before him, Savino pleaded, I have 5 children, and I am very ill. Save me, Padre. Save my life. Padre Pio replied, I am not God. I am a priest like all the others, perhaps even less. I do not perform miracles. Those who knew Padre Pio often heard him speak this way. He never claimed miracles for himself. If something extraordinary did happen, it was always God who acted. But Savino, with tears in his eyes, continued begging, Please, Padre, save me. Padre Pio remained silent for a moment, then looked towards heaven. Savino watched his lips move in prayer. And in that silence, he noticed it again, the scent of violets. Go home and pray, Padre Pio said. I will pray for you. You will heal. Savino returned home, and from that moment on, every symptom of his illness disappeared. The man who once mocked religion, the man who believed faith was nothing more than illusion, found himself healed, not only in body, but also in spirit. And with that, our story concludes. This story reminded me of something Padre Pio once said, words you may have heard before. Blessed is the crisis that made you grow, the fall that made you gaze up to heaven, the problem that made you look for God. And let us always remember to pray for the conversion of sinners, especially those who hate God and His church. Padre Pio, pray for us.